Say what you want, man. The National Football League delivers. Those are two, I don't know if I would call them fantastic football games. I mean, they were both very good.
Yeah, they were really entertaining, at least.
Yes, and if you are a second guesser, if you are a what-if type of person, and I think deep down we all are.
Yeah.
Whether we're right or we're wrong, boy, there was a lot to digest.
Yeah.
It was a great weekend of stuff for us to talk about. Granted, for the most part, we will spend the majority of today talking about the two games that were played yesterday. We will take a small respite to talk about Carolina's win over Florida State and Duke's win over Clemson. I know that has created a lot of conversation. State's loss to Syracuse, could have said no show.
Yeah, quite bad.
Remember how excited we all were after the Wake Forest win?
Oh, yeah.
That was three losses ago. All right, so, and of course, the Hurricanes had a, you know, all wins are big. They're all 2 points. 3-1 probably flatters Arizona more than it flatters Carolina in terms of the score, because the way that game was played, that game should have been 7-1.
Still a win.
Yeah, absolutely. Still a win. And Dmitri Orlov waited until there was 36 seconds left in the game to make it 2-1.
Yep.
And all I could think of was, how in the world is this going to overtime? And by the way, that's what Arizona wanted, because Arizona is great after regulation. I mean, great. They're 5-3 after they were, well, yeah,
five, it's good still, odds five for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Canes aren't too bad either. We just don't want it to go there.
No, it's just unnecessary.
Give us all the points.
Unnecessary. You know, you're playing the other conference, doesn't make a difference if you give them a point on the way out. Nice parting gift. Here's a point. Take it with you. But you want to get two.
Yeah.
And honestly, the third period was as dominant a period as I've seen in a long time. Carolina outshot Arizona 18-0. Zero.
Wow.
No. It's hard to score when you don't actually shoot the puck on the other net.
Well, that's kind of important.
Right? I will say this, and I pointed this out in the Canes Corner podcast, that Arizona is the only team in the NHL to score a goal without shooting the puck this year.
Wow, that's skill.
Against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh put it in their own net on a delayed penalty call.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Letang passed it back to Evgeny Malkin, who mishandled the puck into his own net. And a guy who hadn't been on the ice for more than 30 seconds, Logan Krause, got credited with the goal because he was the last Arizona Coyote to touch it.
Yeah.
He wasn't on the ice anymore. Yeah. So, weird. But anyway, let's get to football, shall we? All right. For the fourth time in 5 years, we'll have the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Fourth time in 5 years.
Taylor Swift's going to the Super Bowl.
That makes me very happy.
Yeah.
No, I really don't care one way or the other about Taylor Swift. She does have a concert in Tokyo.
Yes, she does.
The night before.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be a red-eye flight from Tokyo to Vegas.
Yeah.
And she'll be there for the Super Bowl.
She'll just be a tired Taylor.
I'm sure she'll look fine. But I'm going to most enjoy the bros and how they can't deal with Taylor Swift.
It's a lot of them.
This is hysterical to me. Absolutely hysterical to me how they can't deal.
They can't handle it at all.
Here's something else I found out that, look, I don't live my life online. I think I'm pretty news aware.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize that for some, this is a leftist political plot.
What?
Yes.
Making it political?
Oh, no. Oh,
Well, I mean, everything's political, but...
But I felt the same way last night. I'm like, are you kidding me?
What?
There are circles that this is a leftist political plot to get the current president reelected. And all I could think of was like, you think the National Football League is in on this?
Right?
Wait a second. The NFL, you think they're in on this? Okay.
Wow.
Good for you.
We were talking about our handshake with Brittany Mahomes, and now it's politics.
I'm totally blown away by this.
Oh,
people,
wow.
Get a life. Yeah. Just get a life. All right, back to the actual game, or the games. Again, fourth time in 5 years that Kansas City's in the Super Bowl. That has happened two other times. There is one team that has been in the Super Bowl 4 years in a row. I won't tell you who these are because we'll play a little trivia later on with it. There is one other team that has been in Super Bowls 4 out of 5 years, and then we can actually extrapolate it out a little bit because there are five different teams that have been in Super Bowls in 3 out of 4 seasons.
Okay.
Five different teams have done that, but this is only the second time we've had 4 in 5 years. We have had a 4 in a row. So 3 different franchises for that. Anyway, 49ers 34, Lions 31 is where we're going to start. And this is all about the decisions, right? This is what people are talking about today.
Yep.
Because this will be the defining conversation of San Francisco's comeback win. There is a separate conversation about how the 49ers have been outplayed for 5 of the 8 quarters in the playoffs and are still standing.
Somehow.
They were second best to Green Bay until there were about 10 minutes to go in that game. And then, we woke up.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, they were dominated in the first half.
Completely.
It was stunning to see what Detroit was doing to Green Bay. All right, or rather to San Francisco. I put a poll up. I thought, this is a good one. There were 4 questionable decisions by Dan Campbell, and I thought, let's see which one the masses... I put this up like 15 minutes before the show. Let's see which one the masses feel like is the most egregious. Which of Dan Campbell's decisions was the worst? You can find this at AGoldFan on Twitter. The field goal before the end of the first half. I'm not going to give you my... Well, we'll go through all these first. Field goal before the end of the first half. The fourth down try on the first drive of the second half. San Francisco had just kicked a field goal to make it 24-10, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you had an opportunity to extend back to a 17-point lead. Fourth down try down 3 in fourth quarter to tie the game at 27. Or the timeout that Detroit took when they ran the ball on third down, you know, down inside the 5. They ran the ball on third down, didn't get it, called the timeout with a minute left.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So of those 4 decisions, which was the worst? I will simply tell you that I have always thought that we have the smartest listeners in radio. I have always, people who have listened to the show,
yeah.
I pride myself on the fact that I believe our listeners are smarter than other sports talk show listeners. And they got this one right.
Yeah.
The worst decision was the timeout because it ended the game.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't stop the clock enough. It forced them to. I mean, it left your percentage, not that you had a high percentage anyway, but it forced the percentage of you being able to win the game. It left you only at whatever the percentage is of recovering an onside kick.
Which is not good.
It's like 4% in the league yeah. now because they've stacked the rules against you, right? Whether or not that should be the rule or not, regardless, the rules are stacked against you recovering an onside kick. And when Dan Campbell called that timeout, it left him with 2 and not enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough time. San Francisco did have to actually put the ball in play 3 times.
They did.
But still.
Not, yeah, a second.
It didn't give you enough time. Anyway, so congratulations on that. I will rank them for you. And by the way, of the fourth down tries, I think our listeners probably got it wrong. All right, let's of the field goal decisions, I think our listeners got it wrong. I will rank them for you. The fourth quarter timeout. Again, it ended the game. Now, because it was necessary, because they called that, to me, it takes away of the three field goal or go for it. To me, the one I thought was the most wrong was the one where they kicked the field goal after getting it to the 3-yard line in the first half.
Right.
Just work with me on this. Doesn't 28-7 at halftime feel a lot bigger than 24-7?
Sounds a lot bigger.
Right? Three touchdowns ahead, 17 points is still three scores. I get it. But man, 28-7 changes everything. On top of the fact that you were at the three.
Right.
And your identity, we had heard it all game long, your identity, going for it on fourth, going for it on fourth. They went for it on fourth more than anybody in the century. It's not that long a time. It's 23 seasons. Okay, I get it. But
still, right, something.
It's what they have done all year long. That's their identity. And on top of that, you were shoving it on San Francisco the entire half.
You had the momentum.
They could not stop you on the ground.
Nope.
I had no chance. That was the time to go for the jugular and get it. They kicked the field goal. Hey, 24-7, you're up 17 points. I get it. That's a big deal, too. But, man, that was the time to go for it. Mm-hmm. The others, you can make arguments either way. And I'm not saying that it was a great decision. Like, my initial thought on their first drive of the second half was, yeah, you kick that one, you restore to 17 points. Because I didn't think San Francisco was fully operational at that point.
No.
They had a nice drive, ended up settling for, what, a 33-yard field goal? I think it was a 33-yard field goal. So I want to get the right one. It was a little over 40 yards. 47-yard field goal, sorry. So they settled for a field goal. I still didn't think at that point their offense was really clicking. So you're restored to 17, I get it. But also, where are we that a 45-yard field goal is automatic?
Yeah.
So they could have missed the field goal too, in which case Dan Campbell's going, I should have gone for it because that's who we are. Again, contradiction to what happened at the first half.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's the one, people. That was the worst one. The next part is the second field goal. To me, I can understand why kicking it, and to me, that was the one that was probably the second worst decision, if it's a bad decision or not, okay? That's the one where, fourth quarter, I have a chance to tie it.
Yeah.
And if I tie it, and even if San Francisco scores a touchdown, I'm going to get the ball back with a chance to tie it. So, to me, the second one was the of those two in the second half, the second one was the one where, yeah, that might have been it. But I will say, I didn't hate either.
No.
Right? I know how we are wired. We all too often we add up the points at the end. Well, if we had just taken those two field goals, but that's not the way sports works.
Mm-mm.
Because we're calling different plays depending on different situations, which is why going for it in the first half, making it 28-7, might have sent San Francisco on a completely different path.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you should go with your identity. If you're going to go with your identity in the last half of the game, you should have done that in the first half.
That was to me. All right. Real reason why the 49ers are going to Vegas is they did finally get their act together on offense in the second half. They had 281 yards combined on their five scoring drives in a row.
Wow.
And one of them was a 24-yard drive because of the fumble by Jahmyr Gibbs. Oh, by the way, we haven't even yet mentioned two dropped passes from Josh Reynolds,
mm-hmm.
both of which would have been significant, one of which would have picked up the first down on fourth and two, right? When they decided to go for it, you got to catch the ball. Second one was a third down conversion, which led to a punt, I believe. And then Jahmyr Gibbs fumbles the ball on the first play after San Francisco scores a touchdown. That led to the 24-yard drive.
Yep.
So Detroit made some mistakes with the ball. There was also the Brandon Ayuk just incredible circus catch after it bounces off the face mask of Detroit's defensive back.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
So, in a way, Detroit was unlucky.
They were.
Right? But they didn't lose the game because Dan Campbell decided to go for it on fourth down.
No.
But we all try to be big-brained about these things. I get it. And I'm not even a guy who is a servant to the analytics. Well, the fourth down bot said you go for it. It gives you a 2.4% better chance of winning the game. Yeah, we got to toss those in the trash. Also, win probability. Nothing is more meaningless than in-game win probability. They had a 96% chance of winning the game. Yeah, guess what? Those things change with one play.
Exactly.
So we got to stop these things because they skew how we think about it, right? Analytics is important. More often than not, it tells us what happened.
Sure.
Not all the time, but more often than not, it tells us what happened, not necessarily why it happened. All right, let me get back to the Josh Reynolds. That first drop pass, that was the first, we'll say, miscue by Detroit in the game. Until that point, just about everything they had done
was fine. It's hot.
Perfect.
Yep.
Right? They were rolling. And that one was the one that kind of, I think, allowed doubt to creep in. And I saw a very smart thing on Twitter. I forget who put it up there about momentum. I agree. In sports, there's no such thing as momentum. Momentum is, you can't measure it. What there is confidence. We talk about this all the time. A confident team or a confident player is a better team or a better player because you're not thinking, you're just being.
Yeah, doing.
And when you are not confident, you're thinking. Thinking slows you down. Crash Davis once said, don't think, it can only hurt the ball club.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
You can't think, you just have to be. It has to be instinctual. Anyway, I thought that drop was the... We didn't know it was the beginning of the end, but to me, it ended up being the beginning of the end. The Gibbs fumble, the crazy 51-yard completion to Brandon Ayuk, which was, by the way, a phenomenal catch.
Yes.
In the grand scheme of things.
Way to stay on your toes.
Holy chow! I mean, it should have been an interception, but it was a phenomenal catch. All right, here's Dan Campbell. We have spent the entire time on... all right, so let me get to the Kansas City-Baltimore game because Will Brinson's going to join us in about 5 or 6 minutes. So, gosh, we spent the entire time.
These are good games.
There's so much to talk about. So much to talk about. All right. We'll hear all the sound later, I promise you. The Ravens have to be the happiest bunch in the world that if you could be happy after losing a home game in the AFC Championship game. Because of all the conversation about the second game, we forget that the Ravens pretty much threw up on their own shoes.
They did.
In the first game. I don't want to take anything away from Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes may go down as the greatest quarterback ever. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, no, he's definitely working on it.
If he wins this Super Bowl, and I ain't picking against him.
No.
Just not.
Nope, I'm voting
for
him.
So, if he wins this Super Bowl, he's got three. He's been a starter in the league for 5 years.
Especially after this season.
Right.
He's at least been consistently good, and he's had nothing to work with most of the year. So
he
now
still doesn't. He's got one weapon. And nobody can stop Travis Kelce.
No.
Unless he retires. If Kelce retires, we're talking about a different animal. But I ain't picking against Patrick Mahomes, I'll just tell you that right now.
No.
But the Ravens did everything they could possibly do to lose the game. They tried. It was almost as though they all had the Chiefs plus 3.5.
Right, yes.
So you're a running team, first and foremost. You can throw it. You're great at throwing it. at the very least, your balance. How did you only run it 16 times?
Ridiculous.
I'm blown away by that. It was baffling to me. And some of those 16 rushing attempts were Lamar Jackson scrambles.
Mm-hmm.
You were never down by more than 10. How is it that you forgot the run game?
What got you there?
I can't even wrap my mind around the fact that you forgot that you're a run team first.
It's like Kelsey was trying to get into Tucker's head, but he got into the whole team's
Maybe.
Head, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah, there was some shenanigans.
There
before
was shenanigans.
The game. I loved it. I loved every single aspect of it. And with all of that said, the Ravens probably should have won the game in the second half, right? First of all, you scored. You were driving down. Zay Flowers, what a 10-minute stretch he had.
Oh, yeah.
51-yard reception, which you exclamation point by spinning the ball at your opponent and then flexing over him.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we can have a debate about how stupid the rule is that taunting is illegal in the NFL. It's a stupid rule.
It is.
But it's a rule, and it didn't just get instituted before the game. Mm-mm. Everybody knows it. We call this, hey, how stupid do you want to be? Penalty. They should announce it that way.
Yeah.
Personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct, being dumb.
Yeah, idiocracy.
Right? Exactly. Right? 15 yards, Zay Flowers. They shouldn't even use your number. They should call your name out.
Yeah.
So you have that. Then he makes two more good plays. Right? Right? And he's going into the end zone.
Yep, looking good.
No!
Drops it.
Oh, it's a great play by Snead to knock it out.
Sure.
I mean, if the ball doesn't get knocked out, he scores the touchdown. But, I mean, Kansas City ain't going to let you in the end zone.
No.
So if you're going to try and score there, I'm not against that. You have to make sure that ball is secured. End of discussion. And if you're down inside the one, you're down inside the one. But that was the mistake there. Then he gets mad and he slams his hand against the bench and his helmet at the same time and he ends up with a cut, whatever. I mean, I don't think that impacted the rest of the game. But the Ravens also lost their composure. And by the way, Lamar Jackson, you're going to be the unanimous MVP.
Yeah.
That was a terrible pass to throw. You actually could have scored two touchdowns in the second half and won the game. Before I say that is true, I will say, who among us doesn't believe that Patrick Mahomes wouldn't have figured out a way to win that game anyway?
Exactly.
Right? So
13 seconds.
It's all right. It's all moot.
Yeah.
But my gosh, the Ravens did everything they could to destroy their own chances of winning that game. So that's how interesting both of these games were, is that I babbled. We didn't use any of the sound I wanted to use.